Hi, Cindy B here. Welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. This is audio as well as video. If you'd like to hop on over to my YouTube channel, you can also view it there, and that's Cindy B, letter B, Strong on YouTube. I want to thank you for joining me today. And if you are currently not doing anything, I suggest maybe go for a walk. Let's go for a walk. And you can listen to this while you're walking. I want you to get up. I want you to move. I don't want you to stay sitting down. Do something. Get your body moving. You know, I was met a woman today, younger than me. And she was telling me that, I don't know how old she is. She might be in her 40s. And she said that when she was younger, she volunteered at a nursing home, and she saw how the people were not well. They were sedentary, they were in wheelchairs, and she knew she did not want that to happen. She knew at a young age that not being motivated, moving our bodies and staying active, that's where she would end up. So I want you to do something. Even if you do some cardio, I want you moving. I want you healthy. You need to be healthy and live a good and healthy life. Amen? So with that being said, this episode, I'm gonna talk about some different things, but you know, this is your journey. I have a shirt on right now that I made that says, this is my journey. This is my journey. Let me tell you something about your journey. Sometimes people are not going to understand your journey, and that's okay. They don't have to. You know why? Because it's not theirs. It's yours. Just like this is my journey, and maybe some of the things that I say and share, maybe you can't relate to, and that's okay. This is my journey that I'm sharing with you in hopes that something I say will spark something in you, and no matter where you're at in your life, that it will give you something, some hope, something to hold on to. And that's what my desire is, to inspire you to do more. You see, we're created for more. Do you feel that? Do you ever feel that way, that, hey, I'm just created for more. There's more. I want to do more. I don't know what it is yet, but I know somewhere deep inside that I want more. That's how I am. I know there's more for me. And over this last 2 years of my journey, it has taken me down some twists and turns in the road. And I will tell you that where I'm at right now, my journey has taken me, I'm not only winding down the road, but now my journey has come to a new path. So I am on a new journey path. I knew it was coming, and I knew things would change. I knew seasons would change, and I shared with it on my last podcast. And I tell you, it's been a very big struggle for me. It's been a struggle. I'm no longer personally coaching with my coach, Joey Atlas. And that was very, very difficult for me. And I knew it was time, and I knew that I would be strong enough to be on my own. But let me tell you, and forgive me if I tear up at all, because it's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And this past week has been brutal for me. It's almost like inside of me, subconsciously, well, I don't have to be accountable to anybody, so I could eat things. And I didn't eat bad, I will tell you, I'm very proud of myself. But I overate some things at different times, and I sat and thought, what are you doing, Cindy? What is going on? You know, so it's taken me a little of readjusting. And I'm not proud of it, yet at the same time, I've learned so much. So today, actually, and today is Sunday, July 11th of 2021, I started my own food and exercise journal. That's all that's in here, is me being accountable to me now. As if somebody may be reading it, I was trying to put it in my like personal journal, and that didn't work. And it didn't work because I don't always journal in my daily journal. So I needed to set something aside for myself that I would put down my food, my nutrition, my exercise, and I started that fully today, and everything I've eaten and drank and my exercise this morning, which I call my breakfast of fitness, and everything is in there. So now I feel it was like, it was a trigger for me or a switch, or because now I feel accountable, whereas the last couple of weeks I didn't. And actually the first weekend after I cut the ties, I had a major conference in North Carolina, and I was good. It was a challenge because, you know, being able to eat right when I was hungry, it was a busy weekend, and I'm really grateful for it. I know that I'm strong enough, and I'm saying all this because if you've been following me at all, you know that Cindy B was concerned when that day came. And yeah, I messed up, especially this week. I started feeling sorry for myself. I started missing my accountability. And so it was a real process for me to grasp that I'm on my own. And it scared me at the same time, because being on my own got me to where I was before. Yet it can't be this time. I have learned how to eat right. I've learned how to exercise. Now I'm still learning these things. I'm still, you know, doing these things on a daily basis. And so I really needed to prove to me that I can do it. And so by starting this journal of nutrition and exercise, I've become accountable to me, and I feel really good about it. And so what I want to talk to you about is how to find the right trainer, the right guide in your health and fitness. And how do you know? You see, not everybody is going to relate to everybody else. Like my trainer, Joey Atlas, you'll hear me talk about him almost on every podcast. And the reason that is because he was the catalyst that the Lord used in my life to teach me. He was my mentor. He was my coach. My trainer became my friend. And it was amazing. And yet I know people who were working with him, not as a one-on-one personal coach client relationship like I had. And they said, well, you know, I just don't fit in that. And that's okay. So I want to tell you how to find the right trainer for yourself. You want to find someone who's compassionate. And I say that right off, because somebody who has got compassion will be able to empathize with you and understand how you're feeling and where you're at. And that's what Joey brought to me, because he had a similar background as far as eating and a food addiction and weight issues, okay? So right when I talked to him the first time, I knew there was a connection. I felt it, and I knew that he was it. He was my last stop. I couldn't go any further because I was at the end. I was desperate, but yet this wasn't a desperate measure, which was a first for me. So you want to find somebody who's compassionate, somebody who has experience, and the best experience is personal experience. Joey brought that to the table. Joey brought personal experience that was relatable to me. Not everybody will relate to that, okay? So that's why I want you to understand, you want to find somebody who you relate to. You want to find somebody who has experience with other people. And it's not just, okay, a weekend certification. All right, Joey Atlas has an MS in exercise physiology. So he's got book knowledge. He's got personal knowledge. He's got life experience. And he has experience with other people like myself. Okay? So I want to encourage you to find somebody that you relate to, that is compassionate, that you feel a connection with, and that has a proven track record. And that you're not a guinea pig, okay? But know that you know in your deepest part of you that that's the person that is going to help you to get to where you need to be. And that's what Joey was for me, and is for so many. Not everybody. And just like not everybody will ever relate to Cindy B, and that's okay. Some will, some won't. It's okay. So find someone. Now for me, Joey was not only that trainer and that coach, but he mentored me. Mentor. What is a mentor? Mentor is somebody who will teach you and guide you in things that you don't know, and to lead you into a place that you know and a direction that you want to go. And so for me, Joey mentored me and taught me how to exercise, why to exercise, what's best, and how to move. And he mentored me in that. And I know what a mentor is because, like I shared with you back in December, the end of December, early January, my mentor, who was my dad, and to so many, and over this 7 months, I have come to learn that Jim mentored so many people around the world. And I know that he was compassionate and he had wisdom and knowledge and experience. And I connected with him and I trusted him. So another thing that you want to find in a trainer is you trust them. I trusted Joey with my life. Literally my life. I knew that Joey had my back. Joey was there for me and he knew how to guide me. Okay. Just like my mentor, Jim, he knew how to guide me. He knew what I needed when I needed it. So when you're looking for a trainer, I hope you find in that trainer a mentor that will mentor you and teach you what they know. Joey taught me what he knows, what he knew, what he knows, and he continues that. Even though I'm not a personal one-on-one client, Joey's my friend, and I will always look to him for that mentorship. Just like Jim, even though he's not here, he left a legacy, and he's left a second and third generation who he taught extremely well. So I know what a mentor is. And I know what I need in a mentor, in a trainer, in a coach. And so I am sharing that with you so you can understand what to look for. Not just someone who's a showboat, not somebody, not even just somebody. You don't want someone who is all about themselves. You want to find someone who cares more about you, who is willing to do for you without an expected return. That's a true mentor. Okay? Joey Atlas is not a person who ever expected from me except success. He expected success because he was teaching success. And I know that I am a success. And I'm very grateful. So when looking for a trainer, coach, mentor, you want to find that they're not looking to get something from you, but they are giving you something. And their return will be your success. And it's all time and season. Joey was patient with me. Joey was very patient with me. And in the beginning, I probably was tough and maybe stubborn, I don't know. He might be laughing if he sees this or hears this and agree. I'm not too sure. I just know that I have learned so much and I've come so far mentally, physically, spiritually. My path, my journey this 2 years has turned from my life into the direction that I hoped and that I've been longing for. So that's what I want to share with you is how to find that person. You want to be comfortable with them. You want to trust them. You want to have that connection. And you will not ever feel like they're pushing you to do something you're not ready for or you're not capable of. Joey never did that. Joey allowed me to be where I was at. He worked with me where I was at. modified things that I couldn't do. And I shared with this recently that there's one training session I do for lower body, and there's a lot of knee bending, and I do it almost every lower body day because I can. And I'm so grateful I can, because I used to not be able to. See, we modified that, and I didn't do those things, but now my knees have healed and are so amazing, and I'm so grateful. Because listen, you want to have a trainer that it's not one size fits all, because it's not. I am not the same as this person over here. Joey never treated me like that person over there. He didn't treat me like himself, because he's at a whole different level. He took me where I was at, and we started from there. So when you're looking for that trainer, coach, mentor, you want somebody who is not going to have you do something that you can't do. And I've heard over and over and over in the big gyms or even private gyms, when you have trainers, and I witnessed it too when I was in Charlotte, everything is fast, everything is high intensity, it's HIIT, okay? And everybody's expected to do this. And this one person that I know, when she was sharing with me the things that her coach was having her do, I thought, how bizarre. This woman is not in that kind of physical shape, and have that physical capacity to do those things right now. Yet that's all that a lot of trainers that come from the gym know. That's all they know. And when I was in Charlotte, actually, I had the opportunity to witness. I had been doing my nice gentle workout in the gym at the hotel, and some people came in, and it was obvious that the male was coaching this female. And I was watching through my peripheral vision without actually staring at them. I mean, he was having her do push-ups, and they were really fast. He was having her, everything was so fast, this fast moving. And I'm thinking, what are you gaining from that? What is there to gain? There's not. Listen, legit training. You want legit training. And what is legit? Low impact, gentle interval training, which is what Joey brings. Joey's method, and I tell you, I back it 100%, because I am proof of success of taking things easy. My knees were not in any way, shape, or form ready for anything, any bending or jumping. I mean, it's crazy. Now I've improved over these 2 years. I'm so grateful my body is healing, and I'm grateful to the Lord for that, because before that, I was a hot mess. So look for someone who doesn't treat you like a cookie cutter client, because you're not the same as that person over there. They're not the same as you, and you're not the same as your coach, okay? So we're looking for compassionate, experience, knowledge, empathy, not treating you like a cookie cutter client, but treating you as an individual, the individual that you are. Because you're different, and you're not like me, and I'm not like you. And so, you know, I'm giving you some things to look for in a coach. Now, maybe you're already working with Joey. Maybe you're already part of our Facebook group. And I'm really excited about that, because you know what? You are in the right place. And maybe you have had that experience that I'm talking about in the gym with the trainer, and you felt like, hey, they're not listening to me. That's another thing. You want someone who's going to listen to you and not take your excuses. Joey was gentle and kind. He listened. He didn't take my excuses. But he didn't do it in a way that he shamed me or condemned me. You don't want that. We do enough of that on our own. Is that true? Yes, it's true. So there you go. There's some things to look for. And remember that your journey is your journey. And there are people, again, I'm going to say it, that will not understand your journey. And I have people in my life that don't understand my journey, that, and maybe it's subconsciously, want me to fail or to sabotage my journey to make them feel good. I'm not doing it. I had a taste of it this past week when I was just off the rail. But I ate good food, but I just ate so much of it at times, like 2 yogurts. I know, crazy, right? Actually, one time this week, I think it was the beginning of the week, today's Sunday, so it's probably like Monday or Tuesday, I ate an entire bag of popcorners. And if you don't know what they are, they're really good. And I sat there and I ate it, and let me tell you, I couldn't stop. I didn't want to eat all that. I could not stop. And I finished the bag. I felt like crap. I was like, I didn't condemn myself, which is huge progress. And I'm like, why did I do that? I couldn't stop. And I realized at that point, I am not trustworthy. I cannot trust myself to be alone with popcorners or anything that crunches. And I did make a Costco run yesterday. And as much as I wanted certain things, I said no to myself. I said no because I don't trust myself. I'm not there yet. I will tell you, I am not there yet. But I am so much closer than I was. And that's because I had a great coach. I had somebody to teach me, who understood me and taught me how to change those things. And I'm really grateful. So, with Joey Atlas, you get the whole thing. When you join Total Access, it's a place that has every exercise you could possibly want, every body zone, all these training videos, and he has a quickly fit video section where he cooks and he shows you what he's doing and he shows you the ingredients, and that helped me a lot. And now I love to cook. I came from not wanting to cook to loving to cook and actually creating new things to cook. So that's a real huge bonus for me. And I don't know, there's a lot of people out there. Am I standing here promoting Joey Atlas? Yes and no, okay? Because yes, because that's where I come from. That's where my success has come from. And I fully believe in his method and his position and where he stands with health and fitness. He's a researcher. I trust what he says. I trust what he finds and what he shares 100%. No, because I know that not everybody is a fit. So yes and no. I promote where I come from. I promote what I believe in. At the same time, I'm trying to teach you what to look for if that's not where you fit. Okay, so this is my journey. I want you to be successful no matter where you're at, who you choose to guide you. I want you to have the best. Okay, so it's your journey. Love it. Own it. Okay? That's my message today. I'm really grateful that you are here with me, and I hope you moved a little bit, you walked a little bit. What else can I say? The shirt that I have on right now, you can't see it. It says, "This is my journey," with my logo, with a Sculpt-A-Fit logo on here. I created this. I'm excited about this. And, you know, it's your journey. I want you to have health, wellness, and longevity. I want you to have living strength. And I believe you do too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here with me right now. I believe this is possibly the end of season 2. Season 3 will be starting soon, which probably my next episode. And I'm excited about that. I am in the process of starting my newsletter finally. If you're interested, you can send me an email at Cindy, C-I-N-D-I, bstrong @gmail.com. And when it's up and running, I can tell you how to find it so you can sign up for it, okay? If you've never heard of my coach, Joey Atlas, you're new here, you can go to fitnesstraining.live. Sign up for his email newsletter, which is exciting, encouraging, and really many, many testimonies of success stories like crazy. So if you're not sure and you want to see the proof in the pudding, go to fitnesstraining.live and sign up for that newsletter. And if you can, let them know Cindy B sent you, okay? There's also free videos that you can start working with and start getting in shape. It's time. Listen, it's time. No more sitting on the couch, wasting time, wasting away. No future, no hope, because you do have hope. you do have a future. Okay? There's always hope in Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and Savior, and I'm not ashamed to say that. So, there you go. Be in it to win it. Be in it to win it every single day. Be in to win what? Well, be in to win your health, your wellness, your longevity, your peace, your joy, your hope. Be in it to win it, whatever that is, and slay your day. And until next time, this is Cindy B. Jesus loves you.